KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have mostly cloudy skies. It's 63 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a slight chance of showers and a high around 80. Winds north-northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Two people were injured during a collision late Friday evening between a pickup and two tractors in Carroll County. The Iowa State Patrol reports the driver of the pickup, 58-year-old Ronald Lee Meister, and the operator of the tractor, 43-year-old Robert Joe Moore, Jr., both of Glidden were hurt and transported by Carroll Rescue to St. Anthony's Hospital in Carroll. The accident happened east of Litterdale at around 10:10 p.m. Officials say the 2003 GMC Sierra pickup and the tractor, which was pulling another tractor, were traveling east on Carroll Crowdy Road E26. Meister didn't see the tractor in front of him as he approached from behind. His pickup hit the rear of one of the tractors, causing both machines to separate. Robert Moore, Jr. was thrown from the tractor he was driving and became trapped underneath the pickup truck. Rescue crews used mechanical means to free him from the vehicle's undercarriage. The accident remains under investigation. Police and Council Bluffs say speed and alcohol are being investigated as contributing factors to a crash that took place early this morning. Officials say 44-year-old Antoine Curtis of Omaha was driving a 2002 GMC Sierra pickup southbound on Interstate 29 at around 2:20 a.m. and exiting onto G Avenue. The pickup went out of control and left the roadway to the right. The vehicle is believed to have rolled at least once before coming to rest against a fence and trees. Curtis and his passenger, 42-year-old Lee Vaughn Jr. of Omaha, were transported to Creighton Medical Center by Council Bluffs Fire Department for treatment. Their injuries are not believed to be life-threatening at this time. A motorcycle accident early Friday morning near Ottawa claimed one life and resulted in injuries to another person. The State Patrol says 54-year-old Daniel Smith and 23-year-old DeJohnny Smith, both of Circleville, Kansas, were riding a 2006 Harley-Davidson motorcycle driven by Daniel Smith, northbound on Interstate 29. At around 4 a.m., the cycle's rear tire blew out near the Ottawa exit. The motorcycle went out of control and slid into the east ditch. Neither of the Smiths were wearing a helmet. DeJohnny Smith died at Burgess Memorial Hospital in Ottawa. Daniel Smith was transported by air ambulance to Mercy Hospital in Sioux City. A report on his condition was not available. Red Oak Police report two arrests took place on Friday. At around 11:10 p.m., officers arrested 21-year-old Timothy Allen Stubbs of Red Oak on a valid Montgomery County warrant for providing false information. Stubbs was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. And at around 5:15 p.m. Friday, Red Oak police arrested 45-year-old Angela K. Shedderly of Red Oak for theft in the fifth degree. She was also being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 cash bond. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green reported yesterday there were three recent arrests. On Thursday, 50-year-old Richard Lewis of Atlantic was arrested for violation of a no-contact order. And 28-year-old Ryan Jewell of Atlantic was arrested Thursday for domestic abuse assault. On July 27th, 27-year-old Cameron Meisner of Atlantic was arrested for public intoxication. All three men were booked into the Cass County Jail. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a man from Oakland was arrested Thursday night for OWI first offense and driving while barred. Authorities say just after 10 p.m., a deputy on patrol in Oakland saw an SUV traveling toward him on Highway 59. The deputy recognized the vehicle as one known to be driven by a man whose driver's license was revoked. A short while later, he saw the driver, 53-year-old Christopher Scott Donaldson of Oakland, walking toward his home. An investigation revealed Donaldson had asked a passenger in the vehicle to drive after the deputy initially lost sight of the SUV as he was turning around to make the traffic stop. Once located, Donaldson admitted he had been driving the vehicle. He was arrested for driving while barred and charged with OWI at the Pott County Jail after he refused chemical testing. The deputy who arrested him believed Donaldson to be under the influence of a substance other than alcohol. Donaldson admitted to the deputy that he is a known meth user. A Pott County Sheriff's deputy also arrested 23-year-old Marcus Allen Holstein of Council Bluffs Thursday evening for domestic abuse assault, second offense. His arrest followed a search for Holstein, who, while handcuffed, had earlier escaped other deputies. He was found hiding behind a fence and trash can. Holstein was brought to the Pott County Jail and found to have a warrant for failure to appear on a domestic assault charge. Because the man claimed he had ingested meth, Holstein was transported to a hospital in Council Bluffs for treatment before being returned to the jail. The Iowa Finance Authority's Board of Directors recently approved more than $2.3 million in homeless assistance grants to assist 32 agencies with homelessness prevention and assistance initiatives during the 2017 calendar year. Among them in western Iowa is Heartland Family Services, serving Pottawatomie County, Their grant of $80,000 was for homelessness prevention and rapid rehousing. The Crisis Intervention and Advocacy Center serving Adair, Adams, Audubon, Cass, Dallas, Fremont, Guthrie, Harrison, Madison, Mills, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, Ringgold, Shelby, Taylor, Union, and Decatur counties received $72,000 for rapid rehousing. Family Crisis Center serving 17 counties, including Sac, Crawford, and Carroll, received $105,000 for shelter and rapid rehousing. Micah House, which serves Adair, Cass, Crawford, Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, and Shelby counties, received $49,000 for shelter. The funding is made available through the Federal Emergency Solutions Grant Program, which is administered by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and by the Iowa Finance Authority in Iowa. The purpose of the Emergency Solutions Grant Program is to help Iowans and their families quickly regain stability in permanent housing after experiencing a housing crisis or homelessness, and to help the persons experiencing homelessness to quickly move back into stable long-term housing. Types of assistance can include, as I mentioned, emergency shelter, street outreach, homelessness prevention, and rapid rehousing. Examples of eligible initiatives include funds for shelter operations and essential services, short-term rental or utility assistance, case management and housing relocation, and stabilization services. Officials of the Cass County Conservation Service report the Nishna Valley Trails Group will be hosting a kids' bike ride on August 13th, beginning at 10:30 a.m. Check-in and start of the ride both take place in the west parking lot of the Schulberg Recreation Area in Atlantic. There are three age groups with each ride according to age. The event is free and all ages are welcome. The ride is co-sponsored by the Atlantic Parks and Rec Department, Cass County Conservation, Howard's Fairway, and Westside Diner in Atlantic. If you have any questions, you can call Cass County Interpretive Naturalist Laura Canning at 712-769-2372. And after the ride, you can check out Atlantic Fest going on in the downtown area. Again, that's on August 13th. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN. Kay Galloway, age 71, of Coon Rapids, died Tuesday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Graveside funeral services for Kay Galloway will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Union Township Cemetery near Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. Gary Gall, age 73, of Erling, died Tuesday at his home. A mass of Christian burial for Gary Gall will be today at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Harry Menching, age 100, of Atlantic, died July 30th at the Allen Place in Atlantic. Funeral services for Harry Menching will be today at 11 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Carrie Wisenant, age 56, of Harlan, died Thursday. Graveside services for Carrie L. Wisenant will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Cemetery in Panama. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Wade Smith, age 62, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home. A potluck memorial service for Wade Smith will be on Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Super 8 Hotel and Convention Center here at Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting the family. Donald Lee Cagle, age 83, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Specialty Care. In accordance with his wishes, cremation has taken place, and private family services will be held for Donald Cagle at a later date. No other services are planned at this time. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. And Rose Marie Brockman, age 60, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Rose Brockman are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.